there are close to 70 radio stations in Miami, but one of them isn't like the others.
You're listening to Radio Lollipop.
Radio Lollipop has sky-high ratings and a devoted audience. It broadcasts from inside the Miami Children's Hospital to its 300 young patients. Reporter Judith Ritter paid a visit.
Most radio DJs don't look like Dazzling Dave, especially when he wears his red Superman cape.
All right, Radio Lollipop friends, Dazzling Dave back here, and I have a special request for my friend, Jundin. In 310, wanted to hear a little bit of Lady Gaga, Poker Face. If you have something you want to hear, 4444, that's the number. Let's hear it!
Dazzling Dave, a.k.a. David Barry, is one of a trio of volunteer DJs tonight. He's with Nutty Nora and Paradise Patty for what they call Terrific Tuesday. The idea for Children's Hospital Radio comes from Great Britain. There are similar stations in Australia and New Zealand. But here in the U.S., there are just two, in Houston and this one in Miami. As usual, the studio is buzzing. One small child dances and smacks a tambourine. Another clatters through in a plastic car. Meanwhile, other patients who can't leave their beds call in from their rooms, make requests, and try to win contests.
All right, Dazzling Dave here in 2 East. We're excited to introduce Paradise Patty!
Oh, yes, it is time to introduce the winners. In 2 East, we have Barrington in 202, Samantha in 205, oh, Samantha, Alana 216, and Raymond, he is the man, in 218A. Congratulations!
And some kids get to try out being DJs. That's what lanky blonde 12-year-old Katrina is about to do. She's in the hospital for an eating disorder, a problem momentarily forgotten.
This is Cool Cat Katrina. And next for Tamaya in room 332B is Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
The music ranges from hip-hop to Disney. And for now, Katrina's mom, Wendy Novak, says the studio is the happiest place in the hospital.
When I heard her on the radio, it made my heart soar. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
And the medical staff thinks it's great, too. Takes the kids' minds off being sick. The closed-circuit radio show is broadcast throughout the hospital, and volunteers go room to room to animate activities and contests that are announced on air.
Hi, Radio Lollipop. Can we come in?
Yeah, awesome.
Hi.
3-year-old Ava sits in a chair in a tangle of tubes and wires. Her mom, Nikkel Crawley, says Ava's a big Radio Lollipop fan.
A few months ago, I think it might have been after she had chemo 5, she was recovering from having a fever. Girls came around and said, Radio Lollipop's open, come on over. And so that's what we did. We took the IV pole, we went right over to Radio Lollipop. Ava was the star. It was great.
You're listening to Radio Lollipop.
I wanted to put in a song request.
Ethan has chronic respiratory issues, and his visitors have to wear masks. He's stuck in his room for now.
I like the activities and the people. They come to your door, and they're like, do you want to participate in today's activity? And then if you win a prize.
For the parents and kids at Miami Children's Hospital, Radio Lollipop is a dose of joy and hope. And tomorrow night at 6:30, the party starts all over again. For NPR News, I'm Judith Ritter.
I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. I'm wide awake. How did I read the stars so wrong? I'm wide awake. And now it's clear to me that everything you see.
The great Katy Perry. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.